Heavenly Father, this morning we ask of you to speak to us.
借着你爱子曾经向我们所说的话，再次把你的心意涂抹在我们里面。
Just as your Son has spoken to us in the past, we ask that you would just place these words into our hearts.
愿圣灵宝会师开启我们里面的眼睛。
May the Holy Spirit open our eyes.
不但看见你话语里头的奇妙。
Not only to see the beauty of your words.
看见的话语里头要显示要我们认识的主。
But also that through your words we come to know the Lord.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们说呢，马太福音啊，它的主题呢是说到我们主耶稣基督是要来的王。
The theme of Matthew basically speaks that Jesus will be the coming king.
那么我们主有一天还要再来，他来的时候呢，要带进一个荣耀的国度。
And one day the Lord will return, and he will bring his glorious kingdom with him.
在这荣耀的国度当中，我们的主要做王。
And in this glorious kingdom, our Lord will be the king.
所以呢，这个福音啊，又称为是天国的福音。
So the gospel is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
天国呢，实在是一个好消息。
And The King of Heaven is good news.
今天在世界上所经历的一切的难处，一切的灾祸，到了国度以后都要成为过去
了。All the difficulties and afflictions that we encounter today, they will all be gone away.
我们今天所遭遇的许多的那个患难痛苦，到那一天呢，到国度来的时候呢，这全部都过去。
And all our pain and suffering that we experience today, when the kingdom comes, it'll all pass away.
所以这个国度呢，实在是一个福音，是一个好消息。
So the kingdom is good news.
我们今天在传福音的时候呢，不断传，因为我们要个人要得救，跟他传呢。那一天呢，我们主要再来在地上建立国度。
So not only when we preach the gospel, we preach about salvation, but we also preach about the kingdom, how we will meet the Lord.
那么进国度呢，有没有条件呢？
Now to enter the kingdom, there are requirements.
今天有不同的说法哈。
There's different ways of saying things.
有一些弟兄姊妹们觉得呢，所有的信主的儿女们呢，到那一天呢，都要复活，都要进国度里头，跟他做王。
Some brothers believe that one day all of us will enter the kingdom of heaven and be resurrected.
我想呢，这些弟兄们呢，他们也有很多圣经上的根据。
And these brothers may have a lot of Bible verses to back this up.
但是我在读主的话的时候呢，发觉很多很多的话呢，主说到进国度呢是有条件的。
But when I read God's word, I realize that there are a lot of requirements or qualifications to enter into the kingdom.
他出来一才传道的时候呢，他说天国近了，你们要悔改。
When the Lord Jesus first began to preach, the first thing he preached was repent.For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们说过呢，他的传的那个对象呢，不是外邦人啊，那有没有信？他是传给以色列人。
The first people that the Lord Jesus preached to was not Gentiles, but to the Jews.
这些以色列人呢，就认识神的人，他们要悔改啊，要那个归向神，他们才能够进神的国。
That those who know God, the Israelites, need to repent in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
悔改不是仅仅那些不信主的人要悔改，信主的人要天天悔改啊。
Not only for those who do not believe in God that they need to repent, but even believers need to repent every day.
在马太福音第五章的时候呢，他说到这个我来呢不是要废掉律法啊。
And the Lord Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5 that he did not come to abolish the law or
the prophets. 他我来是要成全的。
But he came to fulfill them.
那么要成全律法啊。
To fulfill the law.
那他说呢，你们的义呢？若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义呢，不能够进天国。
And Lord Jesus said that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
什么人可以进天国呢？
What kind of person can enter into the kingdom of heaven?
是呢，我们要做我们的行为，不但是好行为，要胜过文士和法利赛人的行为，要进天国。
That our walk has to be righteous, but not only just righteous, but it has to surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees.
在马太福音第七章的时候啊，他说到啊，那个啊，到那一天呢啊，不是那些称呼我主啊主啊的人都能够进天国的。
And in Matthew chapter 7 it says that it's not that everyone who says to me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom.
那唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能够进去。
But he who does the will of my Father.
到那天呢，有人说了，说都跟我说了，主啊主啊，我们不是奉人名传道，奉人名赶鬼吗？就奉人名做许多人的异能吗？
And many will say to the Lord on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?
那主说了，我明明告诉他们说呢，说他们从来不认识你。
And then the Lord Jesus will say to them, I never knew you.
就算是我们今天在教会里头开始有服事了, 我们奉他的名传道, 奉他的名赶鬼, 但是我们如果不在他的心意里头在做, 主说那些是我不认识你。
So even if we preach the gospel, even if we serve the Lord, even if we cast out demons, if we're not doing this according to the will of God, it's all in vain.
唯有那些遵守我天父旨意的人呢，才能够进天国。
Only those who do the will of God the Father will enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以在马太福音第十一章的时候啊，他说呢，从施洗约翰到现今呢，天国是努力进入的。
So that's why Matthew chapter 11 it says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force.
努力的人呢，进入的才得着。So
only violent men.
你看，这英文的翻译啊，比中文稍微更清楚。他是说呢，要强暴的人啊，是对，不是对人强暴，是对自己强暴，对我们这个天然的人强暴的人呢，好好的肯对付自己的人才能够进天国。And
so the English translation is actually more accurate because it says that violent men take it by force. Now here, violence is not speaking about being violent towards others, but being violent toward yourself.
所以呢，我个人呢，在读的时候，我真是也非常同意一些弟兄们，他们就认为啊，这个国度呢，其实是一个奖赏啊。So
I agree with many brethren that to enter into the kingdom of heaven is actually a prize.
是呢，神赐给那些爱他的人、忠心跟随他的人的一个奖赏。那天呢，要他在国度里头，他当作王的。That
this is a prize, a reward that God gives to those who love Him and who does His will.
那么，什么是？ 进国度条件呢?
So what are the requirements to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
在登山宝训呢，有人说啊，给他的名字，他叫做国的天国的宪章。So
the Sermon on the Mount, and some call it the kingdom of heaven doctrines.
啊 ，constitution.
Constitution.
那么是说到是在天国里头的人呢，他们应该有什么样的生活？
That these people who are in the kingdom of heaven, what kind of lifestyle do they live?
而且呢，说到什么样的人呢，是既属于的国度，国度是属于他们的。
And what kind of people can we say that the kingdom of heaven belongs to them?
我刚刚的用了两节圣经，第五章、第七章，然后说到什么样的人是要能够进天国。
I just shared earlier in Matthew chapter 5 and Matthew chapter 7, what kind of people can enter into the kingdom of heaven?
那我们刚刚读的那个圣经里面啊，他也说到。 他那个八福啊，我们刚刚读的是八福，八福的开始跟后面呢，都说到是天国是属于什么样的人呢？
And we just read the eight blessings of the type of people as well as what kind of person can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
天国是那些虚心的人呢，那个得着的。
Those who enter the kingdom of heaven are those who are poor in spirit.
虚心的是那些为逼受逼迫的人得着的。
Those who are willing to be broken.
所以我们可以说呢，那。 这个五六七章啊，这个是我们所谓的登山宝训啊。So
we can say that from Matthew chapter 5 through Matthew chapter 7 is the Sermon on the Mount.
不但是在天国的里面生活的指民所要生活所有的那个景况啊，生活的那个情形。That these
are the types of conditions and characteristics of people who can enter the kingdom.
对，可以说是我们说是进天国的条件。 什么样的人呢，在这个国度荣耀的国度里头有份的？
What kind of person in the glorious kingdom of heaven can have a part of it?
那么在这五六七章啊，所谓登山宝训里面呢，他到底他所带着那个带着的信息是什么呢？
So what entails in this Sermon on the Mount?
我们每次在读这个宝训这篇信息的时候，都常常觉得这个里面的。 这个条件实在是太高了哈。So
when we read this sermon, sometimes we feel, oh, these requirements are way too high for us.
哎呦，有好多话我们呢，真是听不来。So
many words we can't follow through with.
有人打你右脸了，你左脸也给他打。Says,
oh, when you get hit on your right cheek, turn your other cheek also.
到底主在这里呀、啊，他所要带我们进入是什么样的境界呢？
So what kind of environment is God bringing us into?
那么在第五章第二十。 48节啊，他那说了一句话。嗯。And
in Matthew chapter 5 verse 48 it says.
他说了前面的许多的话之后，他说，所以你们要完全像你们天父完全一样。So
after the Lord Jesus said many words, he says to conclude, therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
这篇信息呢是要带领我们进入像父一样的完全。
That we need to be perfect as our heavenly father.
这是神他自己的心意哈，所以要在国度里的人呢，必须像父一般的完全的人，那才称作神的国。
And this is in God's will that every person in the kingdom of heaven would be perfect as the heavenly father is.
所以呢，当有人想要从世界上的角度来看这些这话的时候，你真是看不懂的。
So when we look at this from different angles, from the perspective of the world's lens, we don't understand.
我们呢是没法领会的。
We're not able to comprehend it.
我听说啊，那个英国的国会啊，在大概一两个世纪以前呢，曾经想要借以这个天山宝训当做根基来立宪法啊，来立法律。
That the England many years ago have wanted to use these requirements from the Sermon of the Mount to make it as their law.
那心意是好的啦，但是呢，实质来说啊。这个不是人间的法律哈、啊，在人的那个世界里头啊，是不可能达到这些里面的要求的。
So even though the intention was good, but because of humans, it's very difficult to be able to obey and do these things.
所以呢，这篇信息呢，它主要的、啊、还不是对着那个普一般的人讲的。
So this sermon is not directed to just anybody.
他虽然呢，主一开始他说他看见了许多人上了山，他就坐下来。
And it says in the beginning of Matthew 5, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down,
他说呢，门徒们到他跟前来，他开口教训他们。
Then it says that his disciples came to him, and then he opened his mouth.
我们可以想象那天主在讲这些话的时候呢，他主要他的眼睛的眼神就看着这些门徒们。
So we can fathom that when the Lord Jesus was preaching the Sermon on the Mount.In his heart, he had the disciples in mind.
除非我们有一个愿意追求主的心。
Unless we have a heart to pursue the Lord.
除非呢，我们愿意起来背起十字架来跟随我们的主。
Unless we're willing to take up our cross and follow him.
除非呢，我们愿意在神的家中起来做神的门徒。
Unless we are willing to be disciples in the house of the Lord.
这些话呢，对我们来讲啊，不可能达得到的。
These words are not able for us to be achieved.
这些话呢，要把我们带到那个天父般的完全。
These words will be able to bring us into the completion of the kingdom.
唯有愿意起来背起十字架跟随主的人呢，这些话在我们身上才有果效。
Unless we are those who are willing to take up our cross, deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow Him, then these words will be fruitful.
另外一方面呢，我们在读这些话的时候，也要在信心当中来读。
And also, when we read these words, we need to read it in faith.
虽然呢，这些话的要求是这么样的高。
Even though the requirements are so high.
好像呢，进国度的这个条件是这么样的难。
Like that, the requirements to enter into the kingdom of heaven is so difficult.
但是呢，这是神的话。
But this is God's word.
说你们要完全。像天父完全一样。
Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
如果我们达不到这个光景的话
，If we can't enter into this type of condition,
主他不会说这些话。
Then the Lord Jesus would not say these words.
如果他说这些话
，If the Lord Jesus says these words,
他必定要成就这件事情。
Then he will accomplish this.
他说：“招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。”
That not by that he will fulfill it.
He who calls you is faithful, and so he will fulfill this.
He who calls him faithful, he will fulfill this.
我们读这句话的时候，这些话的时候呢，是要在信心当中来读。
So when we read these words, we need to read it in faith.
虽然呢，这些话好像那个在人的观念来的话，你不能够领会。
But even though from man's condition, we are not able to understand it.
就着我们的个人的那个能力来讲的话，好像是那么的高，达不到。
That even through our own strength, it's so high we can't achieve it.
但是这是。神的吩咐，这是神的话语，是神他自己要成就的。
But this is God's blessing. This is God's word. God Himself will fulfill it.
我登山宝训呢，这样的历史历代的人讲这个讲那个交通这方面的信息的，实在是非常非常的多哈。
There have been many people who have shared on the Sermon of the Mount.
还有，但是它里面的内容实在太丰富了哈。
And the content of the sermon is so rich.
不管呢人呢讲多少篇的道哈，都讲不完它的。
No matter how many messages have been shared on this Sermon on the Mount, it's endless.
然后巴不得呢，主给我们一点恩典呢，我们让我们看见，让我们一同来交通来认识哈、啊，这个在国度里的人呢，他是一个什么样的光景。
So may the Lord give us the grace so that we can see what kind of people need to be in order to enter the kingdom of heaven.
那这个在这三章圣经里面的话呢，你一开始发觉呢，他首先提到的是这八个福音。
So in these three chapters, you see that the first thing he mentions is the eight blessings.
那么这八个福呢, 是说到一个基督徒啊, 在地上应该有的性格。
And it says, what kind of character or characteristic a person, a Christian needs to have.
更是呢, 那些心中向往进国度的人呢, 在他们身上所应该有的表现。
That for a person with a heart and desire to enter into the kingdom of heaven, what kind of characteristics he needs to manifest?
那这个八个福呢, 是说到我们里头应该说什么里面所示的。
And these eight blessings speak of what we need to have.
我们呢, 是需要是什么样的人, 先是一个什么样的人, 才能够进国的。
What kind of person do we need to be in order to enter the kingdom of heaven?
那么在这个所示的根基上呢, 底下有很多很多的要求, 我们就是在 在教会生活，我们在那个平常生活，在生活上的有哪些事情，他是那个要怎么做的？
Now these eight blessings, they have a lot of requirements and demands as to how we should live our life, not only in church but in the world outside.
我们可以说呢，这个八个福里面所表现出来这个人的那个性格呢，是那个后面那是他一些生活上的要求的根基啊。We
can say that these eight blessings are the characteristics or foundations of Christian life.
除非呢，我们有。 这个帕克福里面所提到的我们里面的性格，否则呢，后面所说的话呢，我们根本是达不到的。
Unless we have the characteristics mentioned in these eight blessings, we are not able to do the rest of what's written.
那么后面他是要从五章的后半段一直到第七章的结尾，这里面他所说的生活上的要求呢，就是显明说我们里面的人是什么样的一个人。
And then the latter part of Matthew chapter 5 through the end of Matthew chapter 7 speaks of what kind of person we need to be.
那么借着这些在生活上的一些许许多要求啊，那个回来看看我们呢，是不是达到那个八个福里头，那个主他要我们达到那个境界。
Through what's asked of us through the latter half of Matthew 5 through 7, did we meet it through the eight blessings?
那么你再看后面，其实我们呢，如果稍微用一点心、用心一点看的话，你发现后面他要求的很多地方啊，他所需要的那个性格，都在这个八福里面呢提到了。
And we'll notice that as you read the latter part of Matthew 5 through the end of chapter 7, that a lot of what they ask of us can be done if we just possess these eight blessings.
如果我们没有这些八福里面所说到的那个性格的话， 后面的事情我们是做不到。
If we don't have the characteristics described in the eight blessings, it will be hard for us to do what's written later on.
所以，巴不得这个靠着主的怜悯呢，我们对这八个福，我们今天可能交通几个哈，我们看看这主怎么样带领我们，我们再稍微多一点的认识。So
through the Lord's mercy, we will try to cover what we can on these eight blessings.
首先呢，他说呢，啊。 天国是谁的呢?
So first it says, who is able to enter the kingdom of heaven? 他说呢，天国呢是那些虚心的人。First it says, there are those who are poor in spirit.
虚心的人呢，就带领我们自己呢，到处到一个蒙福的境界里头。That
those of us will be able to also enter.
因为呢，唯有虚心的人，一个谦卑的人呢，那么神的国，他才进了神的国，神的国才是他们的。That
only those who are poor in spirit, those who are humble, will be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
哎呀，我们注意听英文的翻译哈，那么大部分所有的英文的翻译的话，都翻成一样啊，就是在邻里贫穷的人有福了。
So the English translation, if we pay attention, says actually it's the poor in spirit.
唯有在邻里贫穷的人呢，天国是他们的。
That the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
那么这里首先讲到的一个是一个性格哈，什么性格是一个人是一个贫穷的人。
So we say that the first character is to be poor in spirit.
那我们呢，天然人呢对贫穷这个观念呢，我是非常非常的反感的。
So a lot of us are opposed to the idea of being poor.
我们呢，没有一个人喜欢是那个做个贫穷的人。
None of us want to be a poor person.
我们呢，如果是说我们的这个生活上的贫穷哈，那个生活上的拮据的话，我们呢就非常非常不喜欢。
So that if we were to be poor in a lot of the things of this world today, not many of us would like that.
那么人呢，对于这个一个贫穷、一个穷人的观念呢，这个我们在里头也是根深蒂固啊。
And that that to be a poor person is something that we're just, it's just really against our nature.
那么我们总觉得, 如果神要是祝福的话呢, 不应该是一个穷,被贫穷的。
And we think, well, if a person is to be blessed, it shouldn't be a poor person, right?
如果呢,这个人是, 勤劳勤奋的,这个人呢,是那个正直的,这个人是爱主的话呢,神一定会祝福他。
We would think that only a person who's upstanding, a good person who really loves the Lord, that's the kind of person that God would bless.
那个我们呢,天生的里头啊,对着贫穷这两个字呢,我们就非常非常的排斥,不喜欢。
So by nature, when we hear poor in spirit, something that we don't like, we don't like to hear that.
多多少少啊,我想我们呢,跟那个约伯的那三个朋友啊,那个观念实在是差不了多少。
And we think that Job and his three friends, that is something that is something we can relate to.
那么他那个当约伯呢,他受到仇敌的攻击的时候,
when Job was under attack of Satan,
那么那个把他一切所有的都夺去了。
And when Satan basically eliminated all of Job's possessions,
他呢全身长疮了,坐在那个城轨里头用瓦片刮的伤的时候,
that when he had to use shards to scrape away at his sores,
当他的三个朋友来看他的时候,哇,一看到他的样子,他们大哭啊,坐在地上啊,七天七夜,那个跟他同坐啊。So
when Job's three friends saw him in that condition, they wept, and they raised their voices and wept, and they, yep.
他们来呢,实在是又想要来安慰约伯的。
And they actually wanted to comfort Job.
那么想要用一些话呢,来使约伯再一次恢复过来。
They wanted to give comforting words to Job so that it would revive his spirit.
那么但是在他们的观念的根深的里面深深的观念呢，他们就觉得约伯一定是做了什么错事。But
despite their words of comfort, in their back of their minds, they're thinking Job must have done something wrong.
他一定呢是在暗中呢做些事情呢，见不得人的事情，得罪神的事情，所以他会变成个光景。
He must have done something to sin against God for this to happen to him.
他刚刚开始的时候，他们还是一些温柔的话、婉转的话，那希望约伯能够回转，希望能够醒悟过来，好好认罪。And
so in the beginning, there were the friends of Job's words were very gentle, were very soothing, comforting, hoping that he would turn back and be able to repent.
那么当约伯他一直不肯承认他有犯错的时候，他们呢就急了，他们火了。
But when Job refused to repent and confess that he did something wrong, then the anger of his friends started to rise up.
那么有一个朋友一定法就干脆直接了当的说了，那一定是做了什么坏事，一定是欺负了那个寡妇，欺负了那个孤儿，对吧？那个你欠人家的钱，欠了账不还，说各式各样的这个诉说，把他要他好好来认罪。So
one of his friends basically accused him, you must have done something wrong. You must have done something wrong to the widow, to the orphan, given out money with interest, and so you need to repent.
因为他们为什么会这样做呢?
Why would they do that?
因为他们里面的观念呢，就是说贫穷、穷困这些事情呢，不是来自于神的。
Because their position was that that someone poor in spirit could not have happened.
Oh,
that not only just poor in spirit, but a person who's just someone who's poor, this wouldn't happen to someone, a person of God. This poverty would not come upon them.
看见呢，我们天然人呢，对于贫穷这件事情的观念呢，对跟圣经上所说给我们的启示何等大的不一样。
So we see that the revelation from God's word regarding being poor is very different.
那么主呢，他在有一天呢，那个使徒约翰哈，他的门徒们就问耶稣说，你是不是那位呢？还是我等别人呢？
So one day the disciples of John the Baptist says, Are you the one we're waiting for?
那么主说呢，你去回去告诉约翰，把你们所看见的告诉他。
And so Jesus answered and said to these disciples of John Baptist, go and report to John what you hear and see.
看见瞎子看见了，这个瞎子看见哈，死人复活哈，那么从这个长大麻风的洁净啊，那个 这个瘸子行走，啊，这些你然后呢，他说呢，有穷人有福音传给他们。
And so Jesus told them that the blind receive sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
他说呢，福音呢是传给谁呢？是传给那些贫穷的人。
So we see that the gospel was preached to whom? The poor.
当主来的时候。
When the Lord came,
他在地上，他亲近那些人是哪些人呢？
Who were the people that he drew near to?
他是亲近那些贫穷的人。
He drew near to the poor.
他把福音传给他们。
He preached the gospel to them.
那么在雅各书里面，他也说到。
And in the book of James, it also says.
他说了，当你们的这些基督徒啊，他们在这个他们只看重那些富有的人呢、啊，他们轻看那些贫穷人的时候。
And so in James it says that there are some people who they look at the they that God, they only look highly upon the rich instead of the poor.
那他第二章第五节他说，神岂不是拣选世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许那给他爱他之人的国吗？
And so James chapter 2 verse 5 says, Listen, my beloved brethren, did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith? An heir to the kingdom which he promised to those who love him.
神特别拣选世上的贫穷的人。
So God specifically has chosen the poor.
一面呢，叫他们在信上面富足。
On one hand, to in faith turn to the Lord.
一面呢，叫他们承受他所应许的国度。
And the other to take hold of the kingdom of heaven.
啊，你看到那么神对于圣经上对于这个贫穷的那个观念，跟我们是何等的不一样啊！
So we see that.How God views being poor is different than how we view being poor.
实在呢，是生活的贫穷啊，确实常常呢、啊，把我们区别的那个把我们带领我们来更多的依靠我们的神。
So that being poor enables us to rely more on God.
那么生活上的富裕啊，常常啊，会成为我们的跟神之间的拦阻。
And a lot of times, a lot of what we have can actually be a hindrance to coming to God.
那么我记得在小的时候啊，那个在台湾呢、啊，那个传福音啊，他们非常非常的火热哈、啊。
I remember that when I was in Taiwan, when they were preaching the gospel, I was on fire.
那么
it was on fire.
那个、不管是说天主教的教堂也好，基督教的那个教会也好哈、啊，到处都是人啊，人满为患。
That no matter whether it was a Catholic church or a Christian church, that it was just.Everyone was on fire.
渐渐的生活富裕以后，你发觉呢，去教堂的人越来越少了，去教会的人越来比一天比一天的少。
But then over time, the members of the churches started to diminish.
生活的富裕，一方面来讲的话，在我们生活上好起来了。
That in our life, on one hand, it can be good.
但是呢，这生活的富裕啊，反而啊，把人的心呢，带离远离神他自己。
But also, Things of this world can also cause us to leave God.
那么这是只不过是物质上的贫穷而已。
But this is now we're talking about material things.
那么其实在圣经上里面还有一种贫穷。
Now there's another type of I guess poverty.
就是呢我们知识上的贫穷。
To be poor in our capability.
我们呢对于这个知识上的贫穷也是不喜欢的。
Sorry, to be poor in our knowledge.
那么今天呢是一个知识爆炸的一个时代啊。
This is a world that.A world that looks highly upon knowledge.
那么我们今天呢讲是各式各样的知识，各式各样的学问。
And we like to look at all different types of doctrines to research.
那么今天人跟人交谈的时候呢，人都想要证明啊，我懂多少，我有多少事情我都懂的。
So when you often interact with other people, a lot of times you realize that people like to show off how much they know.
我记得这一次在那个车上的时候，碰见一个中国人呢，你跟他谈什么他都懂。
That when one time I was on the bus and I was talking about Taiwan,
一个
dialect,
Taiwanese
dialect.
啊，我们讲话的时候，你讲经济他懂经济，讲政治他懂政治，你也讲什么东西他懂。
That whatever you want to talk about, he knows about it.
啊，我想要跟他传福音啊，哎呀，他教会他也知道，他这个政治他也晓得。
That when I spoke to him about the church, he knows about the church. When I spoke to him about the Bible, he knows about the Bible.
发觉呢，跟他传福音很困难的。
So I felt that when I was preaching the gospel to him, it's very hard.
这是今天的人呢，对于一个这个知识的那个的一个态度。
And this is the kind of attitude we have towards
man. 发觉呢, 圣经说呢, 知识呢, 是叫人自高自大,
and the Bible actually says that knowledge puffs up.
人呢, 有许许多的知识啊, 就是知识来讲的话, 他们非常的丰富, 他们一点都不贫穷, 但是呢, 他们呢,
and a lot of times we realize that these people who have so much knowledge, in fact, this is an obstacle to them because they can't come to know God.
那么那个在哥林多前书啊, 他说啊, 他就的肉体来说呢, 我们这些人都是有智慧的不多啊, 有能力的不多, 有尊贵的也不多。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble.
你我今天之后能够信主, 不是因为我们这些人多尊贵,多有智慧。
The reason we believe in the Lord Jesus today is not because a lot of us are noble or because we're knowledgeable.
正是因为我们觉得我们自己没有,我们需要救恩,需要救主,所以我们来信我们的主。
But it's because we do acknowledge that we need salvation, that we need a Savior.
同样这关于贫穷的观念呢，当我们用到这个属灵上事情的时候呢，你发觉呢，我们也是大同小异啊，差不多。
And so we realize that when we think about being poor in knowledge, we're also like that.
About 关于这灵里面的贫穷哈，我们的观念也差不多。
Oh, that in regards to being poor in spirit, we're about the same.
啊，我们刚刚信主的时候呢，我们呢。 都很谦卑啊，我们觉得很贫穷。
When we first believe in the Lord, we're very humble, poor in spirit.
我们的圣经的知识也不多。
Our knowledge of the Bible was not.
我们呢也没有什么恩赐。
We didn't have any gifts.
我们也没有还没有起来任何的服事。
And we didn't really rise up and have served.
更不要讲说有什么属灵的经历了。
And not even to mention about spiritual experience.
我们说人家说我们说自己是邻里贫穷啊，这很自然的事情。
We say naturally that we are poor in spirit.
我们说我们灵里很贫穷啊，这个还不是谦卑啊，这是事实啊。We're
saying that we're poor in spirit and humble, because it's a matter of fact.
那么当我们开始都有些追求的时候。But
then when we rise up and start following the Lord.
那么那个对神的知识、圣经知识多认识一点的时候。And
when we come to know more of God's word.
那么我们呢，开始有一点服事的时候。
And when we start having service,
神也恩典呢，给我们一点恩赐的时候。
And by God's grace, He gives us spiritual gifts.
如果神兴起环境呢，叫我们有些试炼，有一些经历的时候。
And by God's grace, if we have more spiritual experiences.
要说我们还很贫，心里很贫穷的话呢，我们呢可能不太能够接受了。
Now at this point in our life, for us to say we are poor in spirit, it's hard for us to accept.
虽然我没有了，我们在嘴头上我们很客气，我们谦卑，我们没有。可是呢，在里头的话呢，多多少少哈，这个觉得，哎呀，我还有些东西。Even
though our mouths may say, "Oh yes, we are poor in spirit," but deep inside we feel, "No, I still possess a lot of spiritual assets."
哎，我想说，如果神祝福我的话，We
say, "If God blesses me,"
如果神的恩典在我们身上够的话，If
God's grace is sufficient for me,"
我们在灵里头是应该要富足的。
Then we need to.
我们在灵里头应该是富足的啊。Then
in our spirit we need to be, we need to bless the Lord.
我们呢在里面这个人呢，啊，说到说到实际，我们可以说信主以后世上的事情好，我不去追求的，很贫穷啊。That
in the matters of a lot of other things in the world we can say okay we're poor we're not going to pursue after those.
但是呢，我们说到属灵上的事情的时候。
But when we speak about things of the spirit,
我们谈到我们属上的经历的时候,
when we speak about spiritual experience,
我们有很多可以自夸的,
we have a lot that we can boast.
我们很多呢可以觉得很有自信的,
that we can feel, oh, I'm somebody, I know a lot of spiritual stuff.
发觉呢，信主久了以后啊, 叫我们再说我们是个邻里贫穷的人呢, 很困难。
And after we know the Lord longer and longer, it becomes more and more difficult for us to confess that we're actually poor in spirit.
那跟保罗啊，他不是这个样子啊。But
look at Paul, he's not like this.
我们说，如果说到恩赐来讲的话。Now,
if we speak of spiritual gifts,
那个没有人可以比得上保罗他的恩赐。Probably
no one can compare with Paul's spiritual gifts.
说到他对教会的服侍的话。
In the matter of Paul's services in the church.
我们今天能够服侍一个教会，我们觉得就觉得很吃力了啊。
We already feel that when we serve in the church, it's very laborious.
他说呢是众教会的事呢，众教会的事，天天挂在我心上的。
But Paul has said that the welfare of the church is always a burden upon me.
如果说到是为主受苦的话,
and if we're talking about the suffering for the Lord,
他说的苦啊, 真是我们不太能够理会的, 明白的。
Paul's suffering is something we can't fully understand.
他不边打了鞭打多少次，用棍子打，用鞭子打，用石头打。
How many times was he beaten with rods? How many times was he stoned? How many times did he receive lashes?
如果讲到属灵上的恩赐的话，那属灵上的经历的话，保罗是一个非常富足的人。
Now if we speak of spiritual gifts and experiences, Paul was very rich in this as well.
但是在我们在读他的书信的时候呢，发觉的保罗怎么会有这样的观念啊？
But then when we read Paul's epistle, what does Paul speak of himself, his condition?
那么在腓立比书啊第三章啊，他还说啊。In
Philippians chapter 3,
他说呢，使我认识基督，能够晓得他复活的大能。It
says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
那并且晓得呢和他一同受苦。And
the fellowship of his suffering.
效法他的死。Being
conformed to his death.
或者呢，我也得以从死里复活。
In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
他这里死里复活到底指的是什么呢?
What is he talking about when he says resurrection from the dead?
是讲到将来要从死里复活这件事吗?
Is he talking about in the future about being resurrected from the dead?
他在哥林多前书15章的时候讲的是那么样详细，说我们将来觉得死人有一天都要复活，他这次复活是那么样的一个确据。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he already mentioned that all of us will be resurrected from the dead.
保罗是绝对有把握呢，绝对相信他一定有一天要是从死里复活的。Paul
has this assurance that one day he will be resurrected from the dead.
那么这里说死里复活是说，我今天在今天的身上要经历与主同死、同埋葬、同复活这个复活的经历吗？
Now is it talking about being the fellowship being conformed to his death that will resurrect from the dead?
保罗他多数的教导啊，我们这些人呢。 这个今天与主同死同埋葬的人，也要与他同复活。Paul
has mentioned so many times in his teaching that we who die with Christ will also resurrect with him.
他多少自己在那个多少自己的经历哈，他在外面这个四面受敌啊，却不会困住啊，这个遭逼迫不致死亡，他倒的不至于死亡啊，他这个在他身上他的在。 他那当时的今生呢，他经历的那个从死里复活的那个经历是非常非常深刻的。
Paul has taught that so many things about being resurrected from the dead.
那他今天就在那里经历的。
And today he's experiencing it now.
他有许多许多的那个话语呢，鼓励我们呢，今天呢就与主同死，好叫我们今天与主同复活。
A lot of his words encourage us that we should die with him so that we can also be resurrected with him.
复活生命的大能呢，显在那个死人身上是那样的明显的。
That the power of his resurrection will be made manifest in his life.
但是他这里讲这个话的时候呢，这好像是一个初信人讲的，刚刚信主人说的。
But when he says it, it's as if he was speaking as if he was a new believer.
他说，或者呢，我也得以从死里复活。
In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
这句话不是一个属灵非常丰富的一个弟兄所说讲的话。
This is probably not something that someone rich in spirit
would
say.
保罗在写这封信的时候，他在监狱里头啊，他是他的属灵的非常非常的那个丰富、非常高的那个境界里头，是吧？
When Paul actually wrote this letter, he was probably at the peak of his spiritual life.
当他说到死里复活这件事情的时候，
But when he speaks about resurrection from the dead,
他好像又像刚刚回到信主刚刚时候那种没有把握啊，好像没有那样子那样的确据那种感觉。
It's as if he was speaking as if he was a new believer that he didn't have this assurance that he would be resurrected from the dead.
然后他底下他说啊，他说这不是说我已经得着了，我已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的。And
then it says later on, not that I have already attained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
是什么是基督要他所得着的呢？
So what is it that the Lord Jesus wants him to attain?
是说到这个将来的国度吗？
Does he want him to obtain the coming kingdom?
那么他对于国度里头那个盼望是非常有确据的。
Now he has such a strong assurance about the hope of the kingdom.
然后是说到将来主再来什么被提吗？
That when he comes again, will he not be lifted up?
他们那个他甚至他是有把握啊，在哥林多在那个帖撒罗尼迦前书，他说有把握，他在还没有见死的时候，他就会被提的。
And in First Thessalonians, he has this assurance that he who is alive will be caught up.
那么他那就是说，他今天那个主要他得着的是他今天的一些的恩赐也好，对主的旨意的认识也好。
That he would have a it would be good for him to know the Lord, to have knowledge of the Lord.
因为读他的书信的时候，发现呢，就保罗对于神永远的旨意是那么样的清楚啊。
That when you read his letters, you see, wow, God, Paul's understanding of God's will is so clear.
就什么东西，我们在想说，还有什么事情保罗不知道，没有得着的。
So what is it? And then we'll think, well, what is it that Paul doesn't know?
那保罗他这边说了，使徒在那边说，他极力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣说要得着我的。
So then that's why in Philippians it says that I may lay hold of that for which Christ laid hold of me.
他来到那个神要他得着的那些事情上的时候，他发觉呢，他是那么样没有把握哈，他是不敢那么样的确信啊，说他一定得得着的。
And so when we read it, it's like he doesn't seem to have this assurance that he will obtain it.
你发觉呢，这个人呢是在邻里贫穷的人。
So now we can come to see that.Paul is a person who's poor in spirit.
是因为他在灵里这样子就觉得这样贫穷。
And it's because he's poor in spirit.
所以他只有他只记得一件事情。
That's why he only regards, he only, there's one thing in his mind.
他说忘记背后努力面前向着标杆直跑。
To forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead.
好像今天的那个这个社会以后啊，那个人不是这样想法的。
In today's environment, man is
今天的社会啊，要一个人上进啊，要有一个人追求，要有一个人的还有成就的话呢，你要怎么样？要常常鼓励他，对不对？告诉你多跑，你多棒啊！你这今天的教育是这样教育的。
Today's teaching is if you want to get something, you usually need encouragement to oh, you have to run after to attain it to get that.
今天没有一个学校的教育说，告诉孩子说，你知道吗？你很穷啊，你知道吗？你什么都没有，你什么都不懂啊，你知道吗？
Schools now they do not teach that. Oh, you don't know anything. You're so poor. You don't know anything.
我们总觉得，如果是这样子的话，我觉得我什么都没有，什么都不会，这什么都那么，我就不要做了。这个人不会上进啊。
So naturally we say, well, if I don't have anything, if I don't know anything, then I'm just not going to do anything. I'm not going to improve myself.
那么在保罗的身上经历不是这样的经历。
But Paul's experience is not like this.
他发觉他以后越觉得他越贫穷的时候。
We realize that Paul realized more that he's poor.
他以后越有一个心要去来竭力追求他的主。
The more he has a desire to run after pursue.
他越觉得他自己什么都没有的时候。
When he feels that he has nothing.
哎呀，他巴不得这那个主他的自己他丰富更多来充满他的自己。
That he wants more of the Lord's fullness to fill him.
你发觉呢，在邻里贫穷的人呢有福了。
Then we see that blessed are the poor in spirit.
因为呢，天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
能要进国度呢，有一个条件。
If you want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
第一个条件呢
，first requirement
就是我们里头在灵里头觉得贫穷。
You need to be poor in spirit.
这实在甚至需要神的恩典呐，神的怜悯临到我们身上。
We need God's grace for us.
那第二个呢？他说呢，是什么样的人在国度里头需要有的那个性格呢
？And what's the second character that God, that Jesus has said to enter the kingdom of heaven.
那是哀痛的人有福了。
Blessed are those who mourn.
因为他们必得安慰。
For they shall be comforted.
那么福音来的时候呢，他真的是在让那些在伤痛的人呢得到安慰的。
And when the gospel came, it did come to bring consolation to these people.
那么有多少人呢？那么在生活上经历了许许多多的难处。
How many times do people experience all different types of suffering?
因为信主之后呢，主成为他们的安慰。
After they believe in the Lord becomes their comfort.
神呢，擦干里面他们里面的眼泪。
The Lord has wiped away their tears.
我们在世上生活呢，多多少少啊，都会经历一些非常艰难的事情。
In our lifetime, more or less, we'll all experience things that are difficult for us.
我们经历过生离，我们经过死别哈。
We are separated in life. We are departed in death.
那么这些经历在我们里头都不非常的很难受的。
And these experiences in our life are very difficult to endure.
所以在我们里面的观念里头呢
，So in our life，
那么我们不喜欢伤痛的事情。
We don't like things that cause us to be hurt.
我们曾经发生过一些伤害我们的事情、伤痛的事情呢，我们都巴不得赶快把它忘掉。
A lot of times we want to forget about all those things in our life that have hurt us.
在我们身上的一些那个伤痛、这个经历啊，总是觉得是，哎呀，那个能够忘掉就忘掉。
But all those experiences like that hurt us in the past, as long as we can forget it, let's forget it.
但是他这边说呢，天国里头有一个性格。
But here it says that the kingdom of heaven is a requirement.
他是一个哀痛的人，他是个常常哀痛的人。
That this characteristic is that they are constantly mourning.
那么这一点呢，我们要对他多一点认识的话，我们需要来看以赛亚书哈。
Now for us to have a better understanding of this, we need to look at the book of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书第61章啊，第1节到第3节的话，可以对这句话呢一个很好的注解。
So now if we look at Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1 to 3, we can have a better understanding.
那他说了，主耶和华的灵呢，在我身上，因为耶和华用高高我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，这是贫穷的人啊，传。
So it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. Now these afflicted are those who are, and he has sent me to bind the brokenhearted. These are those who are poor.
Yeah. 那么差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的释放，被囚的出监牢。
He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners.
这边呢是预言到主的来的时候呢，他传福音啊，他怎么传给哪些人？
So now this is speaking about when the Lord comes and he preaches the gospel. Who will he be preaching to?
那福音呢是传呢，先传给那些贫穷的人。
First, the gospel will be preached to the poor.
同时呢，传给那些伤心的人。
Also to the brokenhearted.
那些在生活当中遭遇许多的患难、极端愁苦的人。
Those who experience a lot of difficulties and suffering.
那么那些被掳的、那些被囚的，那么神呢，带福音要带给他们安慰。
That those who are hurt and sorrowful, God will bring comfort to them.
让那些伤心的人呢，能够得到医治。
That those who are sad may be healed.
那么这件事情，它仅仅是指的我们在生活上的一些难处吗？
Now is this talking about difficulties in life?
它仅仅是说到我们在今生所遭到的许多的患难、许多伤心的事情吗？
Is it talking about all the difficulties and sufferings we endure in this life?
那继续读下去的话，
But then if you continue to read,
他说呢，报告耶和华的恩年呢和我们神报仇的日子啊，要安慰一切悲伤的人啊，悲哀的人。
And then later it says, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn.
他说，赐华冠以西安悲哀的人代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们称为公义树，是乎是耶和华所栽的，叫他能够得荣耀。
It says, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, so they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
这里说呢，福音呢，要安慰那些悲哀、悲伤的人。
Here the saying that the gospel will comfort those who mourn.
要用喜乐油代替悲哀，要赞美衣代替忧伤之灵。
That the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting.
那么这个是指的什么呢？
What is this speaking of?
那这一直指着他们生活上遭遇一些难处，他们悲哀神安慰他们吗？
Is this talking about those who are mourning that God will comfort them?
那底下他说呢，这些人呢，神要称他们为公义树啊，他们把公义加给他们。
And so this saying that they will be called oaks of righteousness, so God will give righteousness to them.
哎，他们像一棵树啊，一个公义的栽在耶和华的殿里头。
Like as if a righteous tree planted in the house of the Lord.
所以显然呢，这些人呢，他们的悲伤啊，他们的悲哀，他们的忧伤啊，不仅仅只是生活上的一些难处而已。
So that all their pain and sorrow is not just the pain and sorrows of this world.
那么他们所悲哀的，他们所忧伤的呢，是他们里面所犯的罪。
But that these pain and sorrow is from their sin.
他为着以色列人百姓他们所犯的罪。
For the sins committed among the Israelites.
为他们自己所犯的罪。
And for the sins that they themselves have
committed. 在神面前忧伤痛悔。
That they mourn and repent.
那么神呢，要把公义加给他们。
And God will give them righteousness.
他们成为一个公义树啊，栽种在耶和华的院里头。
so that they will be called oaks of righteousness and be planted in the house of the Lord.
那基督徒呢，在世上呢？ 也实在会遇到许多艰难的事情。
And Christians in this world will also encounter a lot of suffering.
那么基督徒在世人所遭遇的，基督徒也一样会遭遇。
Just like non-Christians, Christians will experience the same.
那么基督那世上的人会经历生离死别，生活的那个许多的难处，基督徒也是一样的。
Just like those in the world will experience the separation in life, this departing in death. Christians will also experience the same.
So
thank the Lord that we are different from these people because we have God to comfort us.
但是呢，基督徒呢，那么一个认识主的人呢，追求主的人呢，有一件事情呢，是让他最伤痛的事情。
But for one who knows the Lord, who pursues after the Lord, there is one thing that really hurts him or her.
那就是当他犯罪得罪神的时候。
And that's when he commit
the
sin against God.
哎呀，有可能很多其他的难处啊，就我们不能不好受啊。但是如果一个认识主的人，愿意追求的，突然他犯罪了，不小心犯罪跌倒的时候，他应该是非常非常的伤痛的。
So, when a person sins against the Lord, despite other suffering, it really hurts them inside.
一个有心跟随主的人啊，有一天他突然不小心犯了罪之后啊，
For a person who really pursues after the Lord after he sins.
哎呀，他那里头那个伤心的那个程度啊，是非常非常非常非常那个大的。
The degree of pain inside of him is so great.
他巴不得，他心中只有一个盼望，就是时间能够倒转啊，回去再重来一次，他再也不犯这个罪啊。
And so sometimes that person will think to himself, oh, if only I can go back in time and relive that moment again, I would not have committed that sin.
那个罪呀，夺去了我们里面的喜乐。
Because sin has removed our joy.
罪呢，叫我们里面不能够再跳跃，再欢喜跳跃。
Sin prevents us from rejoicing and leaping.
然后这个，大卫呢，他也是这样的经历。And
David has a similar experience.
那么大卫呢，他是一个非常爱神的人。David
was one who really loved God.
但是他犯罪之后。But
after he sinned.
当拿单来责备他的时候。When
Nathan came to rebuke him.
他写了诗篇第51篇呢,
he wrote Psalm 51.
他在那里忧伤，那里痛悔。
There he was sorrowful and he repented.
那他祷告神呢，求神神呐，求你用牛膝草啊，那个洁净我了，我就干净了；求你洗涤我呢，我就比雪更白。
And he says, purify me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
那求你使我再得那个能够。 再能够得以喜乐哈，让那个压伤的骨头能够再次踊跃。
Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice.
当大卫这样一个爱主的人，他犯罪之后
，For David, someone who loved the Lord after he sinned.
那段时间呢，他里头那个以前跟主在一起那个喜乐啊，他平常完全失去了。
And then afterwards, the joy of the Lord was completely removed.
从他犯罪的那个时刻，一直到他那个拿单来见他面的时候，哇，他那个日子都不好过的。From
the moment that he sinned until the moment that Nathan came to rebuke him, his life was very difficult.
诗篇的第32篇，他说呢，他说我闭口不认罪的时候呢，那么就那个就哭，就心里哭干了哈。我让我再看一下哈，那么他说呢。 我闭口不认罪的时候，终日哀哼啊，骨头枯干了。
So in Psalm chapter 32, it says, "When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long."
黑夜白日忍的手在我身上沉重啊，我的精力耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me; my vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer.
基督徒啊，犯罪的这件事情呢，犯罪的时候啊。
Christians, when we sin, it's already very difficult.
如果我犯了罪之后，我还不认罪呢，更难过。Now,
if we sin and do not confess our sins, our life is even more difficult.
那像大卫一样，那在段时间啊，他拿单来之前呢，他还没在神面前认罪的时候，他说我不认罪的时候，那是整天哀哼啊，骨头枯干了。
And so before Nathan came to rebuke him, during that time, David was like, when I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long.
黑夜白日, 你的手在我身上沉重啊, 非常的沉重,
for day and night, your hand was heavy upon me.
啊, 因为他是这样子犯罪得罪神的, 他里头伤痛,
so because he sinned against the Lord, he's hurting himself.
他在面前认罪悔改,
he had to confess his sins and repent.
他是忧伤痛悔的灵啊, 神不轻看, 因着他这里头认罪的缘故, 神再一次恢复,
for the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, so he had to repent and confess his sins.
那在一个国度里头的人呢，就需要这样的性格。
Now, a person in the kingdom of heaven has to have this type of character.
也许呢，我们没有犯了什么滔天的大罪。
Even if we haven't committed a great sin.
也许呢，我们没有像大卫一样啊，那个又是杀人啊，又是奸淫。
Not like David, who not only murdered but committed adultery.
但是如果我们里面灵够敏锐的话。
But if we
sensitive enough.
Are sensitive enough.
你发觉呢，我们身上那个常常在那里顶撞我们的神。
We realize that many times we oppose God.
我们常常在那里做事，我们得罪神。
And that a lot of things that we do, we sin against God.
我们呢，这一天呢，不知道那个，如果我们到晚上的时候回想这一天所想的事情。
So that at night, if we reflect back throughout the day on what we've done.
有多少的事情呢，是蒙神喜悦的。
多少时候我们所想的那个念头，虽然一下子过去了，是多么样的肮脏污秽的事情。 We look at everything. So many things we do is so corrupt, so defiled.
想回想这一天所做的事情，有多少所说的话、做的事情是得罪神的。
And when we think back, how many things have we said or done that has sinned against the Lord?
如果神的灵在我们身上。
If God's Spirit is upon us,
如果神怜悯我们的话,
and God has mercy on us,
那我们对那里面够敏锐的话,
and we are sensitive enough,
那我们是这个常常伤痛的人,
then we will be someone who's constantly,
为着我们不能够走在神的旨意上,
that we are those who are able to live out the will of God,
我们为着我们不能够活在神他的亮光之中,
that we are those who are not able to live in the light of the Lord,
我们里头伤痛,
then we will be mourning inside,
我们在神面前认罪悔改,
we will confess our sins and repent.
他说这样的人呢，他们得到安慰。
Only this kind of person.
这样的人呢，神要亲自在我们身上啊，加给我们力量，让我们再一次重新站起来。
And then this kind of person, God will give strength to that person so that he will be able to rise up.
这是进入进国度人呢的身上的第二个性格。
Now this is the second requirement for those to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
他是一个伤痛的人。
Is a person who mourns.
而且是常常为罪伤痛的人。 对我们的顶撞神、认识神的事情呢，我们常常在他面前悔改。
That when we sin against God, we always remember to frequently repent.
那第三个方面呢，他是要在国度里让人是什么样的性格呢？
Now the third requirement to enter the kingdom of heaven.
那么是他必须是一个温柔的人。
Is the person who's gentle.
那么温柔的人呢，他们要得承受地土的。For
because the gentle shall inherit the earth.
我们呢里头。 每一个人听到国度的话，这是国度是一个福音，对不对？
You know that the kingdom is in the gospel.
我们都有一个盼望要进国度。
We all have a hope to enter the kingdom.
我们盼望在国度里头与他一同掌权，他作王。
We all hope that we can reign and be kings.
我们盼望呢，在国度里头呢，能够承受地土。
That we hope that in the kingdom we can inherit the earth.
当那主来的时候，那天来的时候，巴不得主说我们是又良善又忠心的仆人。
That when the Lord comes again, he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant.
因为我们在最小的这个不多的事情上有忠心啊。
Because we have been faithful in many things.
还不多的事情啊。那没那不多的事情上有忠心啊，所以呢，你可以管事做成。
Because we have been faithful in those little things.
你可以管五座城。
You can reign.
在那里我们跟我们的主啊一同作王啊，享受国度的荣耀。
That we can be kings with the Lord and that we can enjoy the kingdom.
在那里我们承受啊神所要赐给我们的产业。
That we can receive the inheritance that God has for us.
他说，那是什么样的人可以承受这个产业呢？
Now what kind of person can receive this inheritance?
他说是一个温柔的人。
Says a gentle person.
必须要那个温柔的性格的人呢，才能够承受这些地图。
You need to be a gentle person to be able to inherit the earth.
这个观念呢，跟我们在世上的观念是非常不一样。
Now this condition is different than in the world today.
我们再说了，在丁真宝训里面所说的哈，是不是这个世界上的人才能够明白的
Again, to reiterate, the Sermon on the Mount is something that a person of this world would not be able to understand.
他要带领我们进入的境界是父一般完全的境界一趟。
That to
跟父一样完全啊。
Oh, that you have to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
那么这里他说到呢，是一个温柔的人来承受地图。
And it says here that you have to be gentle to inherit the earth.
你要在今天在世上，你是在世界上面做事啊，你要是个温柔的人话。
That on this earth, if you want to be gentle,
你大概可以确据啊，你大概升不了官，你发不了财。
You probably can imagine that you won't get much possession in this world.
你得要到升迁的时候，到的时候啊，都是那些平常啊很会说、很会讲、会争的人来被升的，对不对？
In terms of being promoted, it's usually those who are good speakers, those who are aggressive, those who know how to go getters that get that.
那么这是大部分的情形了，不是一切的哈。那么今天在世上的话，就是这样子哈。就你争我夺了，只有你争了人了，才争得到。Now
this may not always be the case, but it seems that in this world today, you have to be one who's always aggressive, fighting for what you want.
那甚至在咱们家中，有时候有这样的情形。And
even in the church sometimes.
好，你不为我们自己争什么的话呢？别人不会在意你要什么。
If you don't fight for what you want, people won't take heed of you.
那一个温柔的人，很好说话的人，大概好处就是你最后一个得了。
Now the gentle person, basically the nice person, will finish last.
他这里说的温柔的人是什么样的温柔呢？
Now what kind of gentleness are we talking about?
那么温柔呢，很自然我们在想说，哎，这个人很温柔，他一讲话。 这个轻声轻气的哈，不大声说话，不会随便责备人呢。
Now, when we think of a gentle person, we think this is a person who doesn't always condemn other people, who's very soft-spoken and very quiet, prudent about how he says things.
我想温柔的人呢，最少一面呢，首先一面呢，他是很非常谨慎，不随便伤害人的人。
And we think that a gentle person is someone who doesn't spontaneously, or doesn't just randomly hurt offend people.
那么一个温柔的人，但是生怕我说话说重了哈，伤了你，生怕我做了一些事情呢得罪你，对不对？
And this gentle person is a kind of person who will be careful so that what he says and what he does will not hurt or offend the other person.
他做什么事情，他说什么话，总是想到别人。
Everything he says, everything he does is out of consideration to him.
这是一个温柔的人。This
is a gentle person.
那这是我们呢，给平常是那个所认识的这个温什么样温柔的性格。And
this is the kind of character of a gentle person.
其实呢，温柔呢还有另外一方面的性格。Now
there's another side of a gentle person.
他不但是呢不容易去伤害别人。Not
only does he not easily offend others.
他呢也不是很容易被伤害。
He's also someone who doesn't get easily offended.
温柔的，你想想看，他是一个非常柔软的哈。You
think of a gentle person, he's very soft.
那么你今天呢，我们要一些很硬的东西呢，一折就折断了。Now,
if you think of something hard, as soon as you bend it, it snaps.
你要是拿上吃饭的话呢，拿上筷子，有时筷子一不小心的把两个掰开，一下掰断了，哎，碰，一根短一根长的哈，这个掰的不好啊。
Sometimes, if you think about a pair of chopsticks, when you snap the bender or snap it, sometimes one's longer and one's short.
哎呀，它不够柔软了，一掰掰断了，这怎么办呢？你也不能用它，怎么样？就丢到垃圾桶去了，对。
So, with this, like in this example of a pair of chopsticks, if it's one's long, one's short, and because it's not soft, and you can't use it anymore, what do you do with it? You throw it out.
但是你有没有去折，想要去折过那个细的竹子呢？
Now, have you thought about a thin bamboo?
那么那个细的竹子啊，你要折啊，真折不断啊。
Now, thin bamboo, no matter how you bend it, it won't break.
那你真是很用力的话，一折，哎，好像是折，它是折裂的。你要把折成两段，还真不容易了。
Now, even if you bend it to a point where it may bend in half and tear a little, but no matter how you do it, it won't rip apart.
那么我们在台湾的时候啊，那个常常碰到那个藤条啊。
And now in Taiwan, a lot of times we see a cane.
No, rattan 啊，那个 rattan.
Rattan. A baton?
这是藤条了，是。对。啊，那这老师那个要那就那个打人的话很容易，你要去试试看去折那个藤条，你试试看。So
now that disciplining rod, you try to bend it, you can't.
那应该是 rattan， 我查了一个这个字，那个一个。那么就是你想要怎么折，你试试看。 什么折你还在折不裂，什么折也折不断。
No matter how you bend it, you can't break it.
一个温柔的人呢，就像一个藤一样的哈，你怎么折呢？可以，我被折不好受，对，但是你怎么折我折不断。
Now, a gentle person is just like this rod that, no matter how you bend, even though it may hurt, it won't break.
我的那个碰到一些伤心的事情，让我们是难过的事情，当然是不好受啊。
Now, of course, when we go through times of hurt, things that hurt us, of course, it's difficult to endure.
但是不管怎么样。那么我在神面前就是打不倒，就是那个死不了。
But no matter what, we won't die.
不管我们受到什么样的伤害
，No matter what kind of sufferings we endure,
主的恩典在我们身上
，With God's grace on us,
主给我们一个温柔的性格
，When God gives us a gentle heart,
让我们呢这个四面受敌啊，却不会困住哈。遭逼迫不被丢弃，打倒的不致死亡。那个格林多后书里面讲，因为这说到我们这个人，这经过再多的难处啊，那么不容易把我们打倒的。
Second Corinthians chapter two, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed; perplexed, but not despairing.
如果我们受到一点伤害，我们就退后了。
If we encounter a little bit of pain, we may back away.
那么那一些难处来到了，我们就不服侍了，不聚会了。
Now, if we're hurt in some way, we may not serve anymore. We may not come to church.
我们怎么承受神的地土呢
？How can we inherit God, the Lord's earth?
我们怎么承受神的产业呢
？How can we inherit the Lord's inheritance?
哎呀，这个实在是需要神把那个温柔的性格坐在我们里头哈，好像能够承受他的地土。
So we need to be gentle so that we can inherit the earth.
这个温柔啊，实在我们常常想这些事情，那时候是从我们世人的观念来想这些事啊。
So when we think about these things, we think about this condition of this person.
但是发觉呢，圣经上说到的一些字呢，一些词呢，常常跟我们的平常的认识啊，不太一样啊。
And certain words that the Bible uses is different than what we know and understand.
我们今天的这那个讲到一个温柔的人的话。那么第一个呢我们常常说这个很温柔所以呢他不会很容易去伤害别人。
So when we think and speak of a gentle person, we think, oh, this person doesn't easily offend others.
但是呢他很容易受伤害。
But this person is easily offended.
他大部分都是这样子我们不太伤害人但是别人伤害我们我们感觉很真的哈。
This is often very true that those who are gentle who don't offend others are easily offended.
有些人的时候呢我们是容易伤害人，但是我们呢不容易被伤害。我们别人怎么说我没关系，我这个就是我们的少根筋啊。那么可是呢，我讲话了随随便便啊，这是另外一种情形。
So now when others offend me, I just brush it off my shoulder, no big deal. But I may just carelessly, recklessly offend other people.
我发觉呢，有时候呢，我们人呢会啊，他。一面呢，他非常的敏感敏锐哈，别人说一句话两句话，我们就受伤了。
Now a lot of times these gentle people, just a one or two words that may offend that person, and we're easily hurt.
但是呢，有时候我就很稀奇啊，那这样子的话，他讲话应该更小心的，不应该伤害人。可是发觉有些人啊，有这样的心情，但是他说话的时候非常的不在意啊，说的比别的还伤的还重。
Oddly enough, there are also people who not only are easily offended, but they also recklessly offend other people.
你发觉呢，这些都不是在圣经上所说的温柔。
This is not what the Bible teaches about gentleness.
哎呀，温柔啊，是那些神可以在他身上任意调作的。
A gentle person is one whom God can work.
哎呀，是这个不是我们天然能有的。
This is not something given to us in the natural.
这是圣灵结的果子。
This is.As a result, the fruit of
the Spirit. 在那个圣灵里面所结的果子，其中一项啊，就是温柔。
That one of the fruits of the Spirit is gentleness.
唯有神在我们里面做。
And gentleness is working in us.
哎呀，他们变成一个温柔的人。
So that we can be a gentle person.
哎呀，我们当然温柔很多方面哈。那么我们一方面我们不随便伤害人。
Now, one hand with gentleness, we don't easily offend others.
一方面我们不容易。不是很容易就被伤害。
On the other hand, we're not easily offended.
靠着神的恩典呢，看起来好像我们这个人呢是很容易这个很软弱的啊。其实，在软弱当中，看到里面的坚强。
But, with these people, sometimes we see, and this person may be gentle and soft on the outside, but inside very stubborn on the inside.
发觉，所以说，那个进国度的人呢，有个第三个方面的条件呢，的性格是一个温柔的人。So
the third requirement to enter the kingdom of heaven is to be a gentle person.
哎，我有温柔的人呢，进得了国度。Blessed
the gentle shall inherit the
earth. 温柔的人呢，在国度里头呢，承受他的产业。In
the kingdom of heaven, the gentle shall inherit the earth.
我在想，我们今天整个交通就是到这里哈。So
today this concludes our share.
那巴不得呢。 那个主能够把这些话呢，更多的说在我们里面。May
the Lord speak more of these words into our hearts.
让这些属天国度的那个百姓那个性格呢，今天能够坐在我们里面。So
that God may take these characteristics of those who can enter into the kingdom of heaven and put that into us.
好叫我们能够进入他的国。So
that we are able to enter his kingdom.
我们的国度里头呢，承受他的地图。So
that we can enter his kingdom and inherit the earth.
那我们就听到这里。
We'll conclude.
Let's pray. 天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
再一次借着主在身上所交通的这些宝贝的话语。
That once again you've spoken these precious words to us.
再次在里面提醒我们。
And to remind us.
带领我们呢，真是那个里面一面盼望那个国度的降临。
That we would on one hand hope for the coming of the kingdom.
因为我们在里头，在我们生命当中，多方面的预备自己。
And on the other hand, in our life, prepare ourselves for the coming of the kingdom.
好叫我们能够承受你的国。
So that we can take hold of the kingdom.
当我们主再来的时候。
So that when the Lord comes again.
我们能够丰丰富富的进入我主耶稣基督永远的国。
We can enter fully and richly into the kingdom of heaven.
祷告奉主的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.